Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, text number 16. This chapter is entitled Yamaraj Instructs His Messengers. Yam
Vai
Na
Gobir
Manasa
Subir
Va
Ridha
Kira
Vasubrito
Vichakshate
Atmanam
Antar
Riddhi
Santam
Atmanam
Chaksur
Yataiva
Kritayas
Tata
Param
Yam
vaina gobir
manasa
subir va
Yam
vaina gobir manasa
subir va
Rida
gira
vasu brito
vichakshate
Ridha
kira
vasu
brito
vichakshate
Atmanam
antaradi
santam
atmanam
Atmanam
antaradi
santam
atmanam
Chaksur
yataiva
kritaya
stata param
Chaksur
yataiva
kritaya
stata param
Yam
vaina
gabir
manasa
subirva
Ridha
gira
vasu
brito
vichakshate
Atmanam
manta
ridhi santam
atmanam
Chakshur
yatai
vakritayas
tata param
Yam
vaina
gobir
manasa
subirva
Ridha
gira
vasu
brito
vichakshate
Atmanam
antar
ridhi santam
atmanam
Chakshur
yatai
vakritayas
tata param
Satsamatamanam. Yam.
Yam.
Whom?
Whom?
Why?
Why?
Indeed.
Indeed.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Go be.
Go be.
By the senses.
By the senses.
Manasa.
Manasa.
By the mind.
By the mind.
Samji.
Asubi.
Asubi.
By the life breath. Va,
or,
Ritha, by thoughts, Gira,
by words,
Va, or, Asubrita, the living entities. Vichakshate.
See or know.
Atmanam.
The
super soul. Antaridi. Within the core of the heart. Santam. Santam, existing.
Atmanam,
of the living entities. Chakso, the eyes. Yata,
just like.
Eva,
indeed.
Akritaya, the different parts or limbs of the body. Tata,
then them.
Param,
higher.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. As the different limbs of the body cannot see the eyes, the living entities cannot see the Supreme Lord, who is situated as the Super Soul in everyone's heart. Not by the senses, by the mind, by the life air, by thoughts within the heart, or by the vibration of words, can the living entities ascertain the real situation of the Supreme Lord? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although the different parts of the body do not have the power to see the eyes direct the movement of the body's different parts. The legs can move forward because the eyes see what is in front of them, and the hand touches because the eyes see touchable entities. Similarly, every living being acts according to the direction of the Super Soul, who is situated within the heart. As the Lord Himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham Ridisani Visto Matasmitya Jnanam Apohanam Cha. I am sitting in everyone's heart and giving directions for remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Ridishu Arjuna Tishtati. The Supreme Lord, as the Super Soul, is situated within the heart. The living entity cannot do anything without the sanction of the Super Soul. The Super Soul is acting at every moment. But the living entity cannot understand the form and activities of the super soul by manipulating his senses. The example of the eyes and the bodily limbs is very appropriate. If the limbs could see, they could walk forward without the help of the eyes, but that is impossible. Although one cannot see the super soul in one's heart through sensual activities, his direction is necessary.
手去觸碰是因為眼睛看到他們前面有什麼，手去觸碰是因為眼睛看到了可以觸碰的物體，同樣每個生物體都按照處在內心的超靈的指導行事。就好像《博伽梵歌》15章15節講，至尊者本人證實，我在眾生的心中，記憶、知識和遺忘都來自我。
博伽梵歌另一個地方，至尊主又是這樣說，作為超靈，至尊主是處在心中，沒有超靈的允許，生物無法做任何事，超靈隨時都在行動，但生物無法用他的物質感官了解超靈的活動。 眼睛能恰當，如果肢體能夠看到嘢，佢哋就能夠喺冇眼睛嘅幫助下走路咧，但佢哋唔可能。儘管人無法透過感官活動，看到心中嘅超靈，但係仍然需要佢嘅指導。
Vancha kaupatarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasade Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Yamaraj is giving instruction to his servants, the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas did not know there was anybody superior to their master, Yamaraj. So now we're hearing Lord Yamaraj describe why it is how it is that there's a person who they don't know about. Yeah, the Yamadutas would be surprised to know there's somebody above Yamaraj because they never saw anybody, they never knew about this person. Somebody's in charge, you know, why don't we see him? Where is he? What's he doing? So Yamaraj is describing here in this verse that the Supreme Lord is situated as the super soul in everyone's heart. But you can't understand him, you can't see him just simply by the senses or even by the mind. We heard yesterday how he is not even understood, he cannot even be understood by great sages and demigods. Yeah, the Supreme Lord is not even easily understood by the Vedas. In the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma describes it. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. It's very difficult to know the Lord from the Vedas. But very easy to know the Lord from his devotee. Yeah, the devotees know the Lord and they can reveal the Lord to other persons. We were explaining yesterday, we quoted the verse from the Mahabharata, Dharmasya tadvamni hitam guhayam mahajano yena gata sapanta, that the absolute truth is hidden in the hearts of the pure devotees. And by when we follow in the footsteps of these great personalities, of these great devotees, then we can also understand the Lord. But simply by our own efforts, that will be very difficult. Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhavad Graham Indriyani Sevan Mukehi Jivado Swayam Evaspuratiyada. In the Padma Purana, there's a verse which is describes the Lord cannot be understood by material senses. But he reveals himself when he is pleased by service. When we use our tongue to chant the holy name, when we use our tongue to taste the prasadam, the remnants of the foodstuffs offered to the Lord, then that qualifies us to approach, to understand the Lord. But simply by our own senses or by the power of our own mind, we will never get anywhere. There are different sources of knowledge acceptable. The first source of evidence, first source of knowledge is through the material senses, by direct experience. This process is known as pratyaksha. Prabhupada explains this. If you read Prabhupada's lecture, which is recorded in the introduction of the Sri Ishopanishad, Prabhupada gives an introduction to the Vedic knowledge. So the first process of knowledge is by use of the senses to understand, but our senses are imperfect. Our senses, we often make mistakes due to our senses. We look at something and we can be bewildered. There are optical illusions. There's a famous picture of a woman, and if you look at the picture one way, she's a young woman, and if you look at the picture another way, she's an old woman. So the senses are imperfect. We make mistakes. We say everybody make to err is human, is a common saying. To err is human. In other words, it's human nature to make mistakes. And then we have the propensity to cheat or be cheated. We know there's always a lot of cheating going on in the world. You go to purchase something, you may be cheated. You know, it may look like the real thing, but it's a fake. So that propensity is there. Then the fourth defect of the conditioned soul is we're subject to illusion. Illusion, we think we're this body, that is illusion. So many other illusions in the world, we think we're important, we think we're significant. So many illusions are there in this world. So these are the four defects of the conditioned soul which do not allow him to rely on his senses for perfect knowledge. So we can't get perfect knowledge of the material world. How will we ever understand the Supreme Lord? We're still trying to understand so many things about this world. How will we ever understand the person behind this world? So then another process is to use the mind, anuman, by mental speculation. Different philosophers have their different opinions and they've written in very nice, attractive ways. And sometimes people are captivated by their words. But somebody will make some philosophy, it will be defeated by another person, and then another person will come along and defeat that philosophy. In this way there will always be competition. So to get perfect knowledge, if we want perfect knowledge, we have to hear. So we see in this process, we see that in the beginning, the Yamadutas, they were trying to arrest Ajamil. But they were stopped. The Vishnudutas would not allow them. So they were speculating, they were arguing with the Vishnudutas about why they should take Ajamil. They were saying he's very sinful, we have to punish him. But the Vishnudutas said no, and they said he's chanted the name of Narayana. Now he's... So their speculation did not help them. So then they came back to Yamaraj and they're hearing from Yamaraj. So perfect knowledge is acquired by hearing. When we hear from the proper authority, then we get perfect knowledge. I'm sure in the medical field it's also like that. And in the medical field, you have to hear from the right authority. You know, somebody will say, I think you've got this disease, I think you have this problem, you know, what is the actual problem? You know, you have to get an authority. So the ultimate authority is the Mahajanas. We're going to hear how the authorities in devotional service are these 12 Mahajanas. Mahajans meaning the great souls, and they're all authorities in all the science of devotional service. And Yamaraj is also one of the Mahajans. So he can explain everything to the Yamadutas. When you hear from the proper authority, then you get perfect knowledge. Prabhupada gives the example, the young boy wants to know who is his father. So he can go to so many men and say, are you my father? Are you my father? Are you my father? But when he goes to the mother, then the mother can immediately say who is the father. We hope. Nowadays you don't know. So in the same way, the Vedas, are the father. The Vedas are like the mother. They tell us about the father. If we hear from the Vedic knowledge, then we can understand the name of the father. But we cannot understand just simply by any other material means, just simply by the mind, the senses. Perfect knowledge comes by hearing. And we have to hear through the proper channel. So there are four authorized channels called the four different sampradayas or different disciplic successions. Yeah, everything should be properly authorized. If we receive a mantra which is not in the authorized disciplic succession, then it will not have any potency. Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishvala mata. Yeah, you may chant Hare Krishna, but if we have not received it in the authorized channel, then there's no potency. And the same way, to understand the Vedic knowledge, to understand Bhagavad Gita, we have to receive it through the proper channel. So Lord Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam imam rajashayo vidu sake leneha mahata yoga nashta parantapa, that this science of the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita was delivered through the line of the disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in this way. So Krishna passed the knowledge very carefully, delivered to the saintly kings, Rajarshis, the leaders of the country, the leaders of society. Because by giving it to the leaders of society, then everyone would follow. And whatever the leaders do, then other people will follow. This is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Yadyada charati shrestha tata devita rojana sayat pramanam kurute lokasadanuvartate. Whatever actions that a respectable person, a shrestha, a respectable man will do, then others will follow his example. So Krishna gave this knowledge to the saintly kings, and people would follow them. But in course of time, yoga brashta parantapa, that the knowledge was lost. When the knowledge was lost, then Krishna has to come again and re-establish it. And again, he establishes the system of disciplic succession. Just like when they grow mangoes, in the summer, when the mango season comes, then the tree will be full of mangoes, and mango fruits are quite valuable. They sell for a good price in the market. So the mango fruit cannot just be knocked to the ground. You can't just take a stick and knock the mangoes off. They put some, they'll send somebody climb up the tree, and they'll put the mango in the basket, and then they'll lower the basket. You know, it's quite different from the harvesting apples and oranges. Because the mango fruit is very delicate, it has to be carefully handled. So this Vedic knowledge is also very delicate. It must be very carefully handled. If we put something extra in there, or if you take something out, then it's lost. Yeah, we have to deliver the fruit in perfect condition, without any bruise. We can also give the example of the postman delivering the letter. Postman cannot open the letter and put something in, and he can't take anything out. His job is to deliver the letter. In the same way, the knowledge has to be delivered in the proper process. But that does not mean that it should not be presented according to time and circumstances. Srila Prabhupada presented Bhagavad Gita as it is, but he presented it also in accordance with the time and circumstances. And the Acharya, the great leaders, they have that expertise that they can adjust things according to time and circumstance. At the same time, they don't change the knowledge, they don't change the process. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada glorified his own spiritual master by writing a poem. So in that poem, he is described, oldest of all, but in new dress, miracle done, your divine grace. Yeah, so the Vedic knowledge is very old, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Prabhupada appreciated Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had made it very presentable for that particular time. So this is preaching. We have to be able to preach according to time and circumstances. We cannot just simply be mechanical or just simply blind followers, just simply repeating everything. But we have to be able to present it in a manner to make it understandable by the people. So, Srila Prabhupada was very expert in this matter, and that was why he was so successful in presenting Krishna consciousness. Okay, so any question or comment on this? Yes?
We will understand the knowledge that Krishna will tell me, Krishna will let me know. Then I no need to ask any senior or teacher or guru. How can
Oh, so you're saying somebody wants to have direct connection with Krishna. They don't want to accept some representative of Krishna. Krishna will tell you what? Answer to what?
How to understand
what?
Maybe understand Krishna or my difficulty or why it's like it happened or
Well, people who are like that, they're not very eager to hear. The first qualification is that they have to be willing to hear. So somebody is talking to you like that, they say, no, Krishna will tell me. Then, oh, okay, go ahead. You know, wait for Krishna to tell you. You know, we can't waste our time on all these silly people, you know, who are making excuses why they don't want to do devotional service. They have their excuses, they have some reason why they don't want to do this and that.
So
we can't expect everybody will take up devotional service. So you have to be selective in who you preach to. You have to be a little selective. You have to pick people, find people who are ready to hear, who are submissive. These kind of people, you just waste their time. They're just, you know, what you say, it's just jiako. You know, it's not an excuse, but they're making up some reason why they. No, they're cheaters. They cheat themselves. And they think they're cheating. They're trying to cheat, bluff us. You know, they're not really waiting for Krishna. They know Krishna's never going to tell them. But they don't want to come out and say that. So they talk this nonsense. So, you have to find some other way to give them. Either we find another person, you know, there's always so many other people, you know, why waste your time somebody like that? Or you tell, well, just take prasadam, go ahead, you know, have some prasadam. No, we can't argue, you can't debate on philosophy with people like that. You don't want to try to. They don't want knowledge. So don't waste your time. In the Bible it says, don't cast your pearls before the swine. Pearls. Before the swine, pigs, you know. If you have something valuable like pearl, you won't throw it in front of pigs, you know. Yeah, we have valuable knowledge. You know, why should we waste it? People just trying to make some objection, find some excuse why they can't surrender to Krishna. Why does Krishna have to talk? Why would Krishna talk to them? No. Krishna says, I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. When somebody talks like that, they're definitely less intelligent. Well, the government makes so many laws. So I'm not going to follow the laws of the government. If they want me to follow the laws, the Prime Minister should come here and tell me. Yeah, let the chairman of China, Hu Jintao, come here and tell me this is the law, you know. Then I'll follow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, when we say disturb them, but well, you disturb them enough to find out if they're interested to hear. Yeah, you don't know who's actually going to be interested, you know, but we take a risk and you go and disturb people, and you know. But then after you talk to them for a little while, then you say, okay, thanks a lot, sorry to bother you, you know, and you go and find somebody else to disturb. You know, if they have their own philosophy, then we're not going to waste their time. So we disturb them for a little bit, you know, but you don't have to, you know, hammer it out on them, you know, you gotta believe me, I'm right, you're wrong. You know. Right. Don't waste your time. We don't waste our time arguing. That's too common. People love that. Some people love that. They love to argue with you. Yeah, don't waste your time. We don't do, you know, because there's so many other people. They have their own philosophies, you know. Let them go on. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, the longer, if they argue, then it will come to the point where they may become offensive. So we don't want them to commit offenses. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.